years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
If you're looking for a piece of jewelry that is unique, one of a kind, that says what you exactly want it to say, I recommend going to the place your grandparents went, your parents went, and now you're going to go. Setley Jewelers has been helping generations here in St. Louis with that one of a kind piece of jewelry. Wedding rings, engagement rings, brooches, pendants, earrings, whatever you need. Setley Jewelers, 314-725-8182 or setley.com.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15? $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Even though Webster Groves Subaru is in Webster Groves, they salute both Kirkwood and Webster Groves in the Turkey Bowl Classic. Webster Groves Subaru on Big Bend is proud to sponsor the Turkey Bowl on KTRS.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
K Bova Realty is family owned and operated, and K never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 106th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here, exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10, with Martin Kilcoyne broadcasting live from Kirkwood High. At 11, Jim Powers joins him, and play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon. Brought to you by Firely RV, Bob Chapel, and the Big 550, KTRS.
Playhouses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot, wet, stinky cash.
Not the best kind.
Yeah. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you're thinking about calling Thompson Price and you're thinking, boy, it's sure like to have a brand new kitchen ready by Thanksgiving, forget it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. How about Thanksgiving of next year? Now you're talking. I'm not kidding. I'd start thinking about it now. Thompson Price, that's our sponsor. You're our audience, but you don't know who we are. Maybe we're going to take care of that right now. Control board operator, extraordinaire, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Steve the conductor's in today, a rare appearance, and, you know, I was thinking, man, the band sounds better today.
Yep.
I wonder what that's all about, and I look behind the glass, and there he is, baton in hand. Oh, wait, that's not his baton in his hand.
Put that away.
Put that away, Steve. It's a family show. Steve the conductor, looking great today. Hebe Jimenez. What am I thinking? Hebe Jimenez. I'm sorry, Hebe. I didn't forget about you. She's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And what a nice thing Rat Boy did. He hadn't seen Steve for a while, and he made a little presentation. Call it a holiday gift. Call it whatever you want. But he presented Steve with a brand new baton. What's made out of?
Cheese.
A cheese baton.
Nice.
For Steve the conductor. Very nice, Rat Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Well, he's slinging that cheese baton. Didn't even break in half or anything.
Thank you.
We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. It's interesting how kitchens over the years got so much bigger. And when did the center island thing happen?
I don't know.
There was no center island in a kitchen when I was a kid. Nobody had that.
No, that's been about, I'd say in the past 10 years, that's become really, really big.
Even in little kitchens. I mean, I've seen center islands that, honest to goodness, they're like 2 feet by 3 feet or something. It's just enough to put a cutting board or something on. But there's a lot that's different. We never had a dishwasher. Did you have a dishwasher as a kid, Dan?
No.
Dan,
yes. You didn't either?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wealthy Dan Strauss. His family had a dishwasher.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't even know anybody. My aunt. I remember thinking they were rich. It's interesting when you're a kid what it is that makes you think somebody or some family is rich. One, if they had a color TV. Oh, they're rich. Color TV. The other was a console stereo.
We had,
with a radio, and you had that too?
We had that too, and a color TV. We
had Strauss's. And a dishwasher?
I remember and Central Air. I remember the color TV was a
spoiled brat.
Was a Sylvania, a 19-inch Sylvania color TV.
Oh, you don't forget your TV when you're a kid.
But I absolutely detested washing dishes for some reason. I hated it.
Well, it's woman's work.
Exactly.
That was just proof that you were a real man.
That's right, yeah.
Didn't you say, why didn't you say that to your mom? What do you want me to be, a girl?
Right. I didn't have quite the cojones back then.
Woman's work, mom.
We had a cat when I was growing up.
It's a good story.
Cat, you know, a cat, so it was an outside cat, but it would come in, and we had the smell, and it was under the dishwasher. This cat brought in a dead bird and just kind of laid it under the dishwasher. Oh.
That's a great smell.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was, bad news.
We didn't have a center island. We didn't have a dishwasher. Microwave, forget it. Nobody, that wasn't invented.
No, we had a center island, too. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't.
But at some point, that became the thing. And you almost never see a kitchen now without a center island. And then now the other one is those sprayers, like a sink, you pull it out and it's on like a hose. And, man, when that came along, I thought, all right, now you got something.
Here's a trick you can play, my
daughter. Oh, no, I know this trick. You tape the lever down.
Yes, my daughter did that to my daughter did that to her grandma. And she said, Grandma, why don't you go over and turn on the sink? And she didn't. Grandpa ended up going over and he didn't even know it and turned it on and it started spraying.
Now, you young people, don't do this, okay?
No, don't.
We're talking now about things not to do. But in case you are thinking about doing it, we don't want you to. And here's what we don't want you to do. Don't take Scotch tape and tape the lever down that you use to push the little hose so it sprays. Don't do that and set it back in there. Because then when somebody comes along, turns on the water, it sprays right in their face.
Yeah. Or a rubber band or anything.
Yeah,
like
don't
that.
Use rubber band or Scotch tape.
No.
And we mean it.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do that.
Don't.
Kitchens have come a long way. But then you need to understand that remodeling a kitchen isn't necessarily a long-term fix, and you're not going to be satisfied for a long time unless you have the right people do it. Because it's real easy to fool people for a year, you know, new paint, looks nice, and then things kind of start falling apart, or they're not as functional as you wanted them to be. This is a process with Thompson Price. This is an involved process. But everything that's done well is, you know, if a surgery's done right, there's a lot of work that goes in before they go to the operating room. If a house is built or construction or anything, if it's done right, there's a lot of thought put into it. So the folks at Thompson Price are going to meet with you, and they're going to go through a lot of stuff with you, a lot of questions they need answered, and then they're going to answer yours. The end result is going to be a spectacular kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Sometimes when I get an email, almost forgot it. See, we did that on purpose just to freak
nobody
you out.
Loved me.
No, no, it was on purpose just to make you think nobody loved you. We would never forget you. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app, great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, the man we can never forget, Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, Bill, can you go after 5 so we can forget all about you?
Wow.
That's what Dan said.
Feelings are hurt.
Oh, golly. Well, eating healthier food improves your memory, according to a new study.
Uh-oh.
Although, no, I don't know. I've been eating salads for the last couple of weeks, and all I can remember is how much better unhealthy food tastes.
No, I no kidding.
Hey, there's a new movie, Delivery Man. It looks stupid, but have you seen it?
It looks kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Plays a man who fathered 533 children. A little bit of a spoiler alert here. The movie ends when he's drafted by an NBA team.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I like to father kids, so NBA players. Speaking of the NBA, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says the NBA should allow human growth hormones to be used. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that could finally solve the NBA's problem of not having enough tall players.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Really?
Finally get some height in there.
And finally!
What a great idea for that guy. You know he's on that Shark Tank. You ever watch that?
Yeah, I like that.
I sent him an email. I said, man, I got the greatest idea. Market your own cigars. Mark's Cigars.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear back from him.
Thank you.
What just happened, man?
I don't know. Go ahead. Did we do the and finally thing? Yeah, you did that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Al Gore has apparently become a vegetarian. How about that?
Yeah, I did.
Typical Al Gore. He said he made the change because he was the guy that invented vegetables.
Well, I forgot about that. He is.
Okay. He invents a lot of stuff. Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you.
My favorite's the cucumber.
Hmm.
Oh.
We forgot to turn off the Al Gore interview.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get an email, and I hope by reading this I don't make anybody mad, especially John, who wrote it to me. But it just came in today, and maybe I'm supposed to surprise his son or something. I hope I don't ruin anything by reading it, but I want to read it for a couple of reasons. One, he says, Frank, my son Garrett is a freshman at Freeburg High School, which, by the way, I know exactly where Freeburg is. That was my neck of the woods, a stomping ground when I was, you know, had moved, went to high school over in Waterloo. Says he's at Freeburg High School, home of the midgets. Now, let me stop right there.
Wait a minute.
How can they get away with that? And how can you have a mascot, the midgets, in this day and age? How come somebody hasn't stomped all over that? They will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Garrett is infatuated with your show. When I get him from school, the radio gets tuned into the Big 550. We get home, he listens on his iPod. It's nice to see him listen to you as opposed to some of the other garbage that kids listen to these days. With Christmas coming up, I was trying to think of something unique to get him, and I thought of your show. Would getting an autographed photo of you and your gang be possible? If not, do you have another idea? Thank you, John. And his last name is Garland. I don't think he'd mind if I mention that. Well, John, yes, I do have another idea. And here's my idea. Your son, Garrett, should get us something for Christmas. Shake things up. Turn it around. This business about it's better to give than receive. We talked earlier with Jay today about how good it feels to give.
Oh, yeah.
I think if your son took allowance money or whatever savings he has and gave it to me, he'd have a story for years to tell. I gave Frank Opinion $100 for Christmas.
Yep.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah, he could give you his allowance money, and then they could buy an autographed picture off of us.
Beyond, that's a great point, and it teaches entrepreneurship. It teaches capitalism. It teaches young Garrett what it's like to make money to buy the things he wants.
It's a perfect give-give situation.
Yeah,
if I just give him an autographed picture, that's just saying, ooh, be a freeloader. Just beg and ask for something, and you don't have to pay for anything. I think, Payan, you got a good point. It teaches responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, John, that's my idea, is see how much Garrett can come up with. You might want to kick some in, help him out. He's your son, and cut me a check. That's a great idea. Now, I will get back to you and see what we could do there for. And way to go, Garrett, if you're listening. You're on your way to being a probably very, very successful guy listening to this. Do you guys know, I saw a picture of them de-icing planes in an unlikely part of the country this time of year. Did you see all that Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona? Holy cow,
no.
It's snow. Oh, my goodness, 1 to 4 feet of snow in some of these places. And they showed a plane being de-iced in Texas or somewhere. Do you know why they de-ice planes?
I just thought it, right?
Yeah, but why?
So because of the airflow over the wings. Right?
Very good, Dan. Most people think it's weight. It's nothing to do with the weight of the ice. It changes the shape of the wing. And the airflow is changed, and you don't have lift. You can't have ice on the wings because there's a reason that wing is the shape it is. When you alter that shape, you lose your lift. Dan Strauss, very good.
Okay.
Wow. Kind of like having Chuck Yeager in here with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, man, this is interesting. Got a new study and says that in the United States, we are creating 50% more methane than the federal government originally had estimated. Now, we're going to play you. We've done our own research. We have had our engineer place a microphone out on a farm where there are a lot of livestock. Because it says this methane is coming from primarily three states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. But certainly in Missouri, we have plenty of farms and livestock. And it says the scientists say that the methane is 21 times more potent at trapping heat than carbon dioxide. And, of course, then a lot of people think that's a big reason for global warming. Now, you might not think about how much methane there is, but we're going to go now live. We have a camera in place in some farm, and let's just see. It has a special methane detector on it. Peon, hit that thing. See? Oh, that's a cow. I recognize that. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's methane right there.
Already mooed real loud.
It's potent.
Man.
Well, there's your reason for global warming right there. No doubt about it. This guy in Oakland who caught tried to catch that woman who jumped. That was a deliberate jump. That wasn't an accident. Did you see that where she jumped from?
Yeah, I heard she it was suicidal.
Yeah, and so there are people yelling, don't jump. So this guy, 61, he's a Marine Corps veteran. By the way, she jumped from 45 feet. That's 4.5 stories.
Yeah.
And this guy gets under her to catch her. Here's my reaction to that. They're calling the guy a hero. He broke the fall. He barely got injured. Here's the deal. When you do that and it works, you're a hero. If it hadn't worked, everybody would be calling this guy an idiot.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I got news for you. I'm not standing under a woman jumping from 4.5 stories and trying to catch her. I'm not going to do it.
No.
In his case, he got lucky. But seriously, if it hadn't worked out, everybody would just be going, God, that guy's crazy.
She probably got up and started beating the crap out of him.
What did you do? I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
And thanks to you, I got to do it again. Get ready because we're going to have this ridiculous tradition again. I can't stand this pardoning of the turkey by the president.
Know.
Oh, my goodness. If ever there was something we need to do away with, it's that stupid waste of time. There's a photo session. They take pictures, and then they pardon the turkey, and he's sent off to some...
Pardon me, turkey. Am I bothering you?
No, not that kind of...
That was good. That was
different, too.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been a long time for this show. Hey, Peon, you still have that goofy 50s dance music we used to play?
I do.
Oh, man.
A long time for this joke. I think it's time to bring it back. It's a story... of a guy who is, he's taking this girl out dancing. And they get out on the dance floor, and the band fires it up, and man, can this guy dance? And, yeah, there he is. Yeah, Dan Strauss playing bass. That's Dan's band. And he is twirling, and he is dipping her, and he spins her around and catches her. and she says, wow. She says, you're the best dancer. You can take it down until we get to the next segment and bring it back. You're the best dancer I've ever seen. He said, well, thank you. She said, no, I'm not kidding. You're the greatest dancer that I've ever danced with. And you can tell she is fascinated by this guy. She's infatuated with him because of his dancing ability. She's fallen for him. She says, I love dancing with you. I could dance with you every night. He says, well, I guess I'm not too bad for a guy with an artificial arm. She says, what? He said, oh, yeah. Artificial. She said, no way. He said, you know, come outside, I'll show you. So they walk out in the parking lot, and he reaches up, screws his arm off. Yeah, screws his arm right off. She says, well, this is unbelievable. I would never. He said, hey, enough about me. Let's get back in there and hit the dance floor again. That's your cue. Hit the dance floor. I get back out on the dance floor, and man, this guy's moonwalking. He is combination jitterbug, tap dance, foxtrot, you name it, he can do it. There's nothing he can't do. He'll drop down, do the splits, drop back up, and she says, I am just blown away by your dancing. Honestly, I know you got the artificial arm, but I've never seen anybody dance like you. You're beyond belief. You would win on Dancing with the Stars. It's incredible. What a thrill just to be with you on the dance floor. He said, well, I enjoy it, and I guess I'm not too bad for a guy with an artificial leg. She said, what? He said, oh, yeah, an artificial. She said, no. Okay, I know you got an artificial. There's no way you have an artificial leg and an artificial arm, and you can dance like that. He said, well, go out in the parking lot with me. They go out in the parking lot, and he reaches down, screws his leg off. Standing there holding his leg under his arm. She said, I don't even know what to say. This is the most incredible thing. You're an incredible man. I think I may be falling in love with you. I have never been so taken by anybody. Here you are, an artificial. He said, enough about me. Let's get back in there and dance. This song makes the joke.
Oh, I know.
He hits that dance floor, and he proceeds to show her moves that she'd never seen before. The other people part like the parting of the sea. They don't even want to be on the floor with this guy. He's that good. He steals the show. She feels inadequate just dancing with him. So the song ends, and they're taking a break, and she said, my goodness, this is a night I will never forget. Like I said, I could dance with you every night of my life. You are so incredible. Do you have any idea how special you are? Do you have any idea how good a dancer you are? He said, well, I guess I'm not too bad for a guy with an artificial head. She says, what? He said, oh, yeah, head's artificial. She said, well, no. He said, well, come outside. So they go out in the parking lot, and he takes her over to his car. They get in the back seat, and next thing you know, he's screwing his head off.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and see what Tim Weiland sees, Tim.
Well, a little bit of good news. They've cleared both the accidents on westbound 40. The first one at Kings Highway, the second one after Hampton, so all the lanes are now open. The bad news is you're slow from Jefferson out through McCausland. You're slow again from, it looks like, Ballas to Mason, Clarkson to the Boone Bridge, a couple slow pockets there. Eastbound 40, pretty jammed up between Clarkson and Mason. Eastbound 270 jams now near Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Westbound 70, you're slow 170 through Lindbergh, again from Cave Springs to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 170, you've got slow to stop and go traffic, Olive through 40. Northbound 170, the same thing, St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport Road. And southbound 270, looks like we've got some sluggish traffic between Page and Ladue, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, a couple slow areas between Berry Road out to 270, and then your slow Mirage through Bowles. This traffic report is brought to you by Mini of St. Louis. Mini of St. Louis invites you to experience the bigger, four-door, all-wheel drive Mini Cooper Countryman. Lease a Mini Countryman for $235 per month for 36 months. Visit miniofstlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game. And it's here exclusively on KTRS.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Ron Foppy here from Foppy Ace Hardware in Breeze, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or see what's exciting and new by visiting our Facebook page, Foppy Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Wine is a traditional holiday gift. It's perfect as a house gift for parties or shipping to friends and relatives near and far. Yellow Farmhouse Winery makes it easy with the Black Friday wine sale. This Friday, noon to 5, all wines at Yellow Farmhouse Winery are specially priced, including their Great Norton, Chamberson, and Old River Ruby Norton dessert wine. Come in, stock up, or call with a list. They accept telephone orders, and they ship to almost all states. Yellow Farmhouse Winery, located off Highway 94 in Defiance, Missouri.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
If you're looking for a piece of jewelry that is unique, one of a kind, that says what you exactly want it to say, I recommend going to the place your grandparents went, your parents went, and now you're going to go. Setley Jewelers has been helping generations here in St. Louis with that one of a kind piece of jewelry. Wedding rings, engagement rings, brooches, pendants, earrings, whatever you need. Setley Jewelers, 314-725-8182 or setley.com.
Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals starting Tuesday online and in stores Thursday at 8 p.m. See store or kohls.com for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know what that means? It means it's time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market. Do not forget, you give somebody a gift certificate to the Smokehouse Market, they're going to thank you for a long time. Great way to introduce other people to the wonderful food that's there. And then, of course, special occasion, any occasion, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. What's going on?
Take care of my baby. Anyway.
Nope, not even under the calming influence of that can you get a one that's asked for.
Okay. Pop quiz question. You know what? I'm thinking about maybe buying this for you, Frank, for Christmas.
I don't know what it is, but I'll take it.
The shoes that Michael Jackson did the original moonwalk in.
Yes.
During the MTV Awards, when he also made out with Lisa Marie Presley, Keogh, Jackson, Cage, Lockwood.
Boy, that'd be something if I could own those.
Are up for sale at the London Auction House. How much do they expect those shoes to bring? $50,000, $100,000, $250,000. Answer in just a minute. But my feeling for you, Franco, money's no object.
Do you know what size those are?
Size 10s.
Oh.
I couldn't do that. I need an 11 to 12, depending on the shoe. I'll stretch them out.
Oh, you don't want to wear them. It'll decrease
their
value.
You put them on the mantle.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
Best quote of the week, and this is so benign, and it says so much, although it's so understated. I love it. At a party after the AMA Awards, Taylor Swift was asked, "What did you think of Lady Gaga showing up on a white horse and wearing another crazy outfit and her hair totally bizarre and Miley Cyrus wearing that scantily clad outfit and lip-syncing with a ten-foot cat?" Taylor Swift thought about it and said, quote, "I thought it was cute, but I'll just stick with singing."
Well, you know what? There's a lot to be said for that, because a lot of these people, singing is almost, it's not even the third in the ranking order of what makes their show. It's choreography and special effects and horses, and there's a lot to be said for just being able to sing.
I think that's what she meant, and I thought it was pretty good quote.
Now, I don't mean this in a bad way, but Taylor Swift, to me, and I know she's talented, she's probably very nice, there's nothing
really attractive about her to me. She's not sexual at all to me or sexy.
No,
does that make sense?
I think she's kind of cute, but I don't find her sexy at all.
Yeah, I think she's kind of cute, too.
Kind of cute. Yeah. That's about the best you can do.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, emphasis on the trash.
Donated some of her personal belongings to be auctioned to benefit the storm victims in the Philippines. But now we know, of all the money generated from the sale and the auction, Kim only gave 10% to the victims, kept 90% of the cash.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh, my goodness. Why am I not surprised?
A lot of TV news for you. Walking Dead. Cable show came in number 10 overall last week. Now, other than sporting events, it was the highest rated cable show by far. The second highest non-sports rated cable show came in 60th place.
Wow.
And it was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey, Dan. Your show.
I love SpongeBob.
There you go. X Factor is doing so bad, I am hearing it will be canceled next season.
Fine with me. I do not watch it.
Now, this morning I said this, prediction, MSNBC will not bring Alec Baldwin back for his late night show. That was this morning, 7 o'clock all over the country. At noon today, MSNBC put out a press release. They're not bringing back Alec Baldwin.
Ooh, well, the one time Alec couldn't bounce back.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy Fallon will host Saturday Night Live on December 21st. And he's going to bring his own writers over, too.
Oh, that should be a good show.
So I think that'll be a good show. More people watch Big Bang Theory on Thursday night than all other shows on NBC combined.
Wow.
I mean, NBC's the land of Frasier and Seinfeld and Friends. I mean, boy, how the mighty have fallen. ABC just picked up a new reality show that will explore haunted houses.
Stop it, Mike. You're scaring me.
I know. Don't be scared. Don't be. Scare you. Anyway.
No.
Nope.
And another great scary movie coming to Lifetime in January, Lizzie Borden Took an Axe. Starring Christina Ricci. I like her. Now, I think she is sexy in some way. I find her very sexy.
She the one with the forehead?
She got the five head.
Yeah.
Yeah, five head.
She got the five head, actually.
Bug eyes.
Yeah.
Excuse
Easy,
me.
Man.
No.
No.
And I guess Justin Bieber just thinks he's, it makes him a big shot to surround himself with goons. This is unbelievable. Justin Bieber's bodyguards have been arrested or detained or questioned for roughing people up in Los Angeles, New York, Brazil, Amsterdam, Argentina, London, Montreal, and last weekend in the quiet little sleepy village of Poipu, Kauai, Hawaii.
Wow.
I mean, the most relaxed place in the world. You know, why are these bodyguards just beating people up? We talked about these people just come up and hit you from behind?
Oh, knockout.
I wish somebody do that to Bieber.
Yeah, well, maybe they will eventually.
Just take him out. It's unbelievable. I mean, all of those cities, there's been incidents where his bodyguards have attacked people. It's unbelievable.
How does that make you a tough guy if you have other people do your fighting for you? I don't get that.
Pretty soon he won't be invited to any city to perform. They just won't want him to come by.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
Damn. And finally. Why do they applaud, Franco? I'll drink to that. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. That sounded like he's wearing some thick pants.
Oh. Careful there.
Anyway.
No.
How much Michael Jackson's moonwalk shoes expected to bring? 50, $100,000 or $250,000.
Oh, I'm going to go $250,000.
$250,000.
I'll go $100,000.
They expect them to bring between $40,000 and $50,000.
Oh,
that's why I might buy it for you, Franco.
Maybe there is some sanity left in the world.
There is. There must be. Hope everybody's doing great. We'll do it again tomorrow on Thanksgiving Eve, and stay warm. Mike Evans from Hollywood. See you.
All right, now you watch. They'll go for more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's
one nut.
Yeah, one nut job who's infatuated.
It'll take two nuts, I guess, to keep bidding back and forth.
You can't say two nuts on the radio. Edit that out.
All right.
What's wrong?
That sounds terrible. Good night, man. FCC's listening. That was Mike Evans.
Two balls.
Brought to you. Oh, that's better. that's better. I'll tell you who buy those shoes. A couple of testicles will buy them. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. And for those of you who missed it a little earlier, just... because I think it's hilarious. I'm not saying I'm not condoning it, but the guy that got the new PlayStation 4 and his wife was drinking too much, and she's playing it. She passed out, so he decides to take pictures of her and send them out on the internet to friends or Facebook or whatever it is. And it says, I love the way this is written. She's playing the game. She passes out, so he starts taking her picture and says he reaches over, pulls open her dress, and exposes her breast and takes her pictures. And then the screen goes dark, and then you can see her again, still sleeping, only now she's totally nude. He took all her clothes off and took her pictures again. I'm not really laughing. I don't condone this at all, and I can't even... I try to imagine in my head what that would look like. I'm trying not to imagine.
Is that a PS4, you said?
Yeah, PlayStation 4.
I'm surprised it's not an Xbox.
Oh, I see. I know what you did there. Edit that out.
All right.
Yeah, edit that out. We don't go for that. There's a great store in Chesterfield Valley called Amini's, and... yeah, it would be a great store no matter where. You could put it anywhere. It'd still be the greatest store anywhere around because in this country, well, there's one other Amini's. It's Kansas City, and I'll bet you wherever it sits in Kansas City, I actually saw it there. I don't remember where it was, but I was driving into Kansas City and saw Amini's, and I can guarantee you that around that store, there's nothing like it. You can't duplicate Amini's except with another Amini's, and the reason for that is... It's a really interesting collection of things. You've got area rugs, which you think of as being sold in kind of a boring store. The rug store. Not a real exciting, fun thing like a pinball machine, but they have them, and they have lots of them, more than anybody I've ever seen, and they're beautiful. Some are, you know, machine-made if you want to spend $500. Beautiful handmade rugs if you want to spend a whole lot more, and everything in between. So, you know, you don't see a store that sells that, also selling foosball and the shuffleboard and arcade games and pinball jukeboxes and things like that. Biggest selection of home theater furniture in the entire area. And then the Jaffe Lighting Department upstairs. And I keep telling you over and over and over what all you'll find there. And every time I do, I'm still leaving out 90% of what's in the store. I want you to go there. You're going to be anywhere near Chesterfield Valley. Give yourself a few extra minutes and go into Meanies. Tell them your aim of the PM. Look around if you want to. This could be an exploratory trip. That's okay. Find out more at their website. It is A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com.
Get a look at traffic now. A quick look at traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
A couple of new accidents. First one, westbound 44 at Hampton or near Hampton. The two right lanes were blocked and traffic was backed up a little west of Grand. Another one, westbound 44 at Highway 270. Accident eastbound 30 at Dolores. Westbound 40 still has some long stretches of slow traffic between, looks like Grand all the way out through McCausland. You're going to find some slow pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 looks good. Westbound 70 still a little heavy past the airport and from Cave Springs to Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report. It's brought to you by CheaperThanDirt.com. CheaperThanDirt.com has everything you need for the firearm enthusiast at discount prices. Sign up for their free catalog and internet-only specials at CheaperThanDirt.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
Thanksgiving Day, Coach Frank Haight and the Missouri Tigers are in Las Vegas to take on Northwestern in the Las Vegas Invitational.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Coverage begins at 9 p.m. and the tip-off is at 9:30. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, we'll talk turkey. I mean, medical news with Dr. Jeff Lowell. David Blaustein will stuff you full of movie reviews. Kat Neville joins us in studio with a pair of great restaurants to try. And we'll call the Butterball Hotline for turkey tips. It's Thanksgiving Eve with McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Even though Webster Groves Subaru is in Webster Groves, they salute both Kirkwood and Webster Groves in the Turkey Bowl Classic. Webster Groves Subaru on Big Bend is proud to sponsor the Turkey Bowl on KTRS.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 106th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here, exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10 with Martin Kilcoyne broadcasting live from Kirkwood High. At 11, Jim Powers joins him, and play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon. Brought to you by Firely RV, Pope Chapel, and the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Boy, I feel sorry for anybody who didn't catch the show today because you missed the artificial head joke.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to come around again now for, you know, a year. So you got to feel really bad for those people. Thank you, folks, so much for joining us. Look, you want to be with us tomorrow because that's the last chance we'll have to be together till after Thanksgiving. So whatever you do, put us down. Let's have an appointment tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they say. Till then, have a great... See, I'm stalling. I got 2 seconds. Here it comes. Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares.
Downtown St. Louis. Fox 2 Shirley Washington is live downtown with more on the search and why he was wanted by police. Shirley.
Sandy, some tense moments in downtown St. Louis ended just a short time ago. Of course, that chase started in Illinois and ended over here in the Hotel Jefferson parking garage in downtown St. Louis. Let's take a look at this video we can show you. Bomarito Automobile.